When Nicolette was called to join the priest and the chaplain for an early evening meal, her spirit rebelled. She did not know why ugly thoughts clamored through her head, nor did she care. She was mad at everyone and everything. She was mad at her father for dying, and she hated her mother, Laurel, for the choices she'd made. Nicolette was mad at her siblings for deserting her, and she hated the fact that they seemed to have happy lives, at least according to Hosea's reports. But more than anything, the furious girl was mad at her circumstances, and she hated Montgomery Pike for turning her into something vile so many years earlier. By the time she joined Father Moreau and Hosea in the convent's kitchen, Nicolette was ready to snarl at anyone who dared speak to her. "It's about time you showed up," she growled at her rescuer. Taken aback, Hosea blinked and bit back a retort. Instead, he stood and held out a chair for the red-faced young woman. "Please, have a seat." Nicolette thought about protesting, but the rumbling in her empty stomach convinced the girl to hold her tongue and do as she was bid. However, when the thin soup was served, Nicolette turned up her nose. "What is this?" "The nuns have been generous in sharing what they have, Miss Sherman," Hosea answered. "And I'm grateful for their willing hospitality. With so many to serve and so little to work with, they have shown true charity." The matter-of-fact remarks held no rebuke, but Nicolette felt chastised nonetheless, and she ducked her head in embarrassment. Her meals aboard the Painted Laurel weren't extravagant, but she'd never felt deprived, at least not since she'd become one of the working girls. Still, the sparse bit of soup before her brought to mind all the years her mother had struggled to feed them while her father was off fighting Johnny Rebs, and the memories turned Nicolette's stomach sour. Then a hand snuck across the table and deposited another thin slice of bread next to her bowl. She snuck a peek at the army chaplain and offered a wan smile. "Thank you," she choked out in a guttural whisper, the lump in her throat making speech difficult. She couldn't comprehend why the man seemed so determined to help her, but Nicolette wouldn't refuse the extra food, even if it meant Hosea had nothing more than a bit of soup for his holiday meal. It was only the thought of being hungry again terrified her in ways she didn't understand. "Now then, let's discuss your future, Miss Sherman," Father Moreau suggested when the meal was finished. "Some of Mr. Scott's comments lead me to believe that it's not safe for you to remain in New Orleans." "I won't leave," the girl insisted. "You prefer life aboard the Painted Laurel and the company of the man who hurt you?" Hosea asked in amazement.
"Don't be daft, but there's more to think about. I have no home nor money."
Father Moreau understood the young lady's predicament. "Mr. Scott said you had family in the North?" Nicolette harrumphed.
"My family is long gone."
Hosea wagged his head in adamant denial. "I sent a telegram to my parents this morning, and they hope you will join them in Iowa. But I also received messages from your sisters in Minnesota and Wisconsin. They're anxious to see you," Hosea explained, hoping to sway the exasperating girl. Scowling, Nicolette crossed her arms tightly across her chest.
"If they wanted me, they wouldn't have left me here," she hotly exclaimed. "Someone would have come for me if they truly cared."
The men watched the agitated young woman spring to her feet, but Hosea intercepted her before Nicolette could leave the room.
"That's why I'm here," he reminded, catching the girl's arm and drawing her closer. "My father and a dozen brothers have been searching for you. Your sisters have been searching for you. As a favor to your brother-in-law, a few Pinkerton agents he knows have followed up on several leads we've ferreted out.